I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News, speaking with Andy Nebreski at On the Water magazine. Andy, a lot of fishermen talking about the bluefin tuna bite right now. You were out there this weekend. I want to ask you about that. Begin by telling us where this action is happening.
Yeah, there's been a very good bite in an area generally called the Dump. It's about 20 to 30 miles south of the vineyard, although the fish are pretty well spread out over that whole area. And generally we see a push of bluefin tuna come through about this time of year, but they never really seem to stick around, and you know, they kind of get pushed out by the warmer water. But for this year, there's a ton of bait out there. It's really been holding the fish in that area. They're not going anywhere, and there's some decent-sized fish out there.
How big are the fish out there?
There are some smaller ones for sure, but it seems like the average size is somewhere in the 60 to 90-pound class, which is pretty good for that area. It's a big fish for a lot of fishermen. You know, although bluefin tuna grow to 1,000 pounds, so that's still considered a welterweight for a bluefin, but nevertheless a good-sized fish.
And what approach are fishermen taking to going for these? They're trolling.
Yeah, primarily it's a trolling game. You need to put in a lot of time and log some hours and cover some ground, and the best way to do that is to troll. And mostly you want to use heavier gear, you know, stuff in the 30 to 50-pound class so you don't really put too much stress on the fish. And most of the fish I saw being caught out there were coming on spreader bars and seemed green in particular for whatever reason, seemed to be the hot color.
Explain for us, for someone who's never seen a spreader bar.
Yeah, sure. A spreader bar is, it imitates a school of squid. So there's about 8 or 9 soft-bodied squid baits kind of in a row, and then only one of them has a hook. There's one that trails behind like it's kind of injured following the other squid, and that one has the hook, and that's the one that the tuna seem to always go after.
And when you were out there this past weekend, did you see plenty of other fishermen?
Yeah, there was a good amount of boats. I heard the day before there was upwards of 200 boats out there. There must have been 50 or 60. I was out there on Sunday. But it's good. Everybody kind of stays together. They help each other out. They share information. You know, you get that far offshore, and people tend to be friendly, and it's a pretty good scene, especially when everybody's catching fish.
And bluefin are a regulated species. For bluefin tuna, you need to have, or the boat you're on has to have a special license, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The migratory offshore species are regulated by the federal government. It's not a state thing, so there's a federal tuna permit you need to apply for, and that covers the whole boat and anybody that's fishing on that boat.
Did you catch a tuna, or were you on a boat that caught a tuna?
Yeah, I was out there on a boat. We got off to a very slow start, but we caught a couple fish and finally managed to get one in the boat. It was about an 80 to 100-pound bluefin, and yeah, I've been eating bluefin tuna all week. Makes me happy. The other red meat. Really good stuff, great on the grill, almost has a beef-like type texture, almost like a good filet mignon if you cook it properly, which is medium rare.
And I'm guessing there's some sushi involved, too.
Oh, yeah, and it's also sushi season in my house.
Hey, Andy, before I let you go, I want to ask you to round up the fishing action. What are you hearing about what's out there?
Yeah, sure. On the striper front, south of Cape Cod has pretty much gone dry. The warm water temperatures are here. Still some nice fish off of Cutty Hunk. Actually, had a good push of good-sized stripers come through the canal this week, and hopefully that maintains for a few more days. And up in Cape Cod Bay and off of Chatham, the striper fishing remains fairly strong.
Hey, specifically, have you heard anything about Bonito?
You know what? I haven't, but I would say any day now, hopefully it's today, we'll get our first confirmed report. But it's usually right around the beginning of August when they start showing up. With everything else that's going on south of the vineyard right now, I've got to think they're going to be here any second now.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Andy Nebreski, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.